The makers of Alka-Seltzer bring you Lum and Abner. Say, folks, the Lum and Abner would like to do all you listeners a favor. They want me to remind you that you'll find it mighty wise to keep a package of Alka-Seltzer tablets in your home during the cold-catching days ahead. Because that very same Alka-Seltzer you take for headaches and minor stomach upsets also offers mighty effective relief in cold distress. And what's more, the modern Alka-Seltzer way to relief is just as easy and simple as ABC. Listen, A, Alka-Seltzer. Start taking it according to directions on the package just as soon as you begin to sniffle and sneeze. B, begin to take other common sense precautions as well. Get more rest than usual, eat wisely, dress sensibly. And C, call Alka-Seltzer to the rescue for that sore throat due to the cold, too. You just dissolve 2 tablets in 1/4 glass of warm water and then gargle. Now, that's easy enough, isn't it? Mighty sensible, too, as you'll agree once you've experienced the prompt, pleasant relief Alka-Seltzer offers for that headache and that dull, ache-all-over, feverish feeling of a cold. Be sure to try it whenever a cold causes you distress. And get a package of Alka-Seltzer tablets from your druggist right away and never be without them in your home again, especially during the cold-catching days ahead. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum finally persuaded Mousy to quit his night watchman's job so that he could devote all of his time to training for his fight tomorrow with Iron Ike. But to do it, Lum had to sign a paper giving Abner full ownership of the store and bakery. Lum considers the paper worthless, but Abner has decided to hold him to it for a few days and teach Lum a lesson. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store, and Grandpappy Spears has just entered.
Well, morning, Grandpap.
Hey, morning, Abner.
Come on in. How are you today?
Oh, just only tolerably. Where about this Lum? Have you taken him back in the store yet?
Oh, why, of course I ain't. Fact says he don't even know he's out of it yet.
He don't?
No, he still thinks that paper he read out, giving me the store and bakery, is just a joke.
Well, ain't you told him you're going to hold him to it?
Well, I ain't had a chance. He spends all his time training that Mousy for the fight with Arn Ike at the carnival.
Well, you ain't teaching Lum much of a lesson if he don't know he's actually lost his half of the business here.
Well, don't worry. He's going to find out about it. And believe me, I'm going to make old Lum appreciate this store before I let him back in, too.
That's your time, Abner.
I'm telling you, Grandpap, I've just got myself to where I'm plumb sick and disgusted with all these big ideas that Lum gets himself mixed up in.
Oh, he's a big ideas feller, all right.
Yeah.
Hey, whereabouts is that book I was reading in here yesterday, Abner?
Well, over there in the library somewhere, I reckon. You can find it over there.
All right. Hey, wait a minute. You can't do this, Abner.
Huh?
You got the library table all piled up with bread here.
Oh, well, I got to put it someplace, Grandpap. I used up every place else.
Well, get it off. Get it off. I got to have a place to read.
Well, I can't, Grandpap. There ain't no other place to put the bread.
Now, listen, Abner. Your sign says this is a free public library, and I demand my rights. I want this table cleaned off.
All right. Just put the bread on the floor, then.
Yeah, that's better.
Doggies, I wish we'd never put in that bad blame library.
Well, now, should you get all this bread? Have you catched on how to make it already?
Oh, no. I never baked none of it. Elizabeth done it.
Elizabeth?
Yeah. I got her and little Pearl over at the place just baking bread as fast as they can. You ought to see them.
Well, I do know them.
And I got Cedric out doing the delivering. Doggies, even with that truck, he can't hardly keep up. The orders is coming in so fast.
Well, I'll be dog.
Oh, this lucky loaf is going like a house afire.
Well, I knowed it was good, but I never thought it was this good.
Well, it's on account of the changes I made in the idea, I believe.
Changes?
Yeah.
You mean you ain't baking money into the lucky loaves no more?
No, that's the whole idea of it. See, I just done it a little different than Lum's been doing it, that's all.
Oh.
Just made it a little better. Stogie, that shows right there I don't need that lum around here.
Of course not. I've always said that.
I might turn out to be a better business feller than he is, you know what?
Yeah, you might. Here's the book I was reading.
Oh.
Let's see, where was I at? Yeah, here we are.
I've got to get this bread here off there. That's what I better be doing.
In playing the mandolin, the instrument is held so that the fingers of the left hand may produce the various tones by stopping the
string. What in the world is that book you're reading, Grandpap?
Well, it's called, let's see the cover here. Musical Instrument Self-Taught.
Oh.
Awful interested.
Well.
Various tones by stopping the strings at the frets. As in playing the
violin. Well, I never knowed you had a mandolin, Grandpap.
Well, I ain't.
Well, what you reading that for, then?
Well, you never can tell when somebody might give you a mandolin.
Oh.
Might inherit one or something.
Yeah.
I'd want to know how to play it before ever I got one. Otherwise, there ain't no sense to getting it.
No, I reckon you ain't. Never had thought about it just that way, but I reckon you're right. Does it tell in there how to play the clarinet of all this... Wait a minute. There comes old Lum.
The body of the mandolin is held on the lap or against the right side of the body so that
Grandpap, don't say nothing to Lum about Elizabeth baking that bread. I want him to think I done it. Don't want him to get the idea I need him around here.
So that the player may do the playing with the right hand.
You won't tell him, will you?
Tell him what, Abner?
What? What did I just say to you?
I don't know. The neck of the instrument should lie in...
Well, howdy, Lum.
Well, howdy, Abner. Well, hello there, Grandpap. Supported by the thumb... Oh, hello, Lum. And slightly balanced by the forefinger.
Hush up, Grandpap. Don't read that out loud, please.
What in the world is he doing?
He's learning to play the mandolin.
Mandolin?
Yeah.
I don't see no mandolin.
Well, see, he wants to see if he can play it first before he bothers to get one. How's Mousy coming with his training?
Oh, he's doing something wonderful now, Abner.
He is, huh?
Yeah, all the difference in the world since he quit that night-watching job over at the mill. He's getting some sleep now.
Well, I'm proud to hear it.
Oh, yeah. He's a champion, that Mousy. That's all they are to it. You ought to seen him work out this morning at the gymnasium.
Gymnasium?
Yeah, I got my place all fixed up like one now, you know.
Oh.
Hung a sort of a punching bag from the chandeliers and... Finally, Mousy got to punching that thing so hard he knocked the bag and chandelier's both right off the ceiling.
He did?
Oh, he stout as a white oak stump.
Well?
Just ruined him. Of course, I don't care. I won't be living there no more after Mousy wins the fight.
Huh?
More than likely be moving to New York.
Oh. Well, are you sure he's going to win, Lum?
Oh, it's a cinch, yeah. A mortal cinch.
He is, huh?
You ought to see what good condition that Mousy's getting himself in. Can't hardly hold him.
Well?
Got him out doing road work right now.
Road work?
Yeah.
Well, whereabouts?
Out there west of town, along the highway there.
Well, that sounds like a good idea. That road should sure enough stand some work on it, special where that culvert's out.
Culvert?
Yeah, but it don't seem just right, Lum. Here you take Mousy and make him quit his job over at the mill, and you turn right around and get him a job working on the road.
I never got him no job.
Not, did he get it for himself?
Of course not.
Well, somebody must have got it for him, Lum. Does that pay him better than his night-watching job at the mill?
It don't pay him nothing.
It don't? Well, that don't sound like much of a job. I believe he can make more shining shoes over at Mose Mootz's barbershop. Mose looking for a boy.
Well, he ain't out for no kind of a job. Road work is just a training expression, Abner. Us boxing fellers knows what it means.
Oh.
It means... Wait a minute, for goodness sakes. Where did you get all this bread?
I baked it, I think.
You did?
Why, sure.
All by yourself?
Oh, there ain't nothing to it. Just mix up the stuff and there it is.
Well, good for you, Abner. Granny, now we can keep that lucky loaf idea of mine going. How's it been selling today?
More orders than we ever had before.
Well, good.
Or more than I ever had, I mean.
Well, I do know. Granny, I believe that's the greatest one idea I ever had in my life. That's our ring. More likely some orders right there. I'll get it.
No, I'll get it now. I'll handle this. Hello, Jotham Down Store and Bakery. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Mr. Who? Putnam? Oh, over there at Odin. Yes, sir.
Calling clean from Odin.
Yes, sir. Lucky loaves. That's right. 300 loaves?
Abner, yes, sir. I better handle this.
Keep away from me, Lum. Yes, sir, Mr. Putnam. We'll get them ready for you as soon as we can. All right. Goodbye, Mr. Putnam.
Granny, 300 loaves.
Abner, we're going to make a fortune out of this.
What do you mean, we? This is my store.
Your store?
Why, sure. Don't you recollect you signed a paper the other day giving me ownership of everything here?
For goodness sake. Well, sure, I signed that, but that was just a joke. I just done that to get Mousy to quit his night-watching job.
I don't care why you done it, Lum. The point is you done it. All right, doggies, I'm going to hold you to it.
You mean you think you're going to hornswoggle me out of my part of the store and bakery?
I never hornswoggled you. You done it yourself. I've got the paper that you wrote out yourself giving it to me.
Yeah, but I just give you that so... Oh, you're just trying to josh me, I see now. Get you on. Johnny, that would be a gooder known me, wouldn't it?
Lum, I ain't joshing you. This is my store and my bakery. Now, you're plumb out of it now.
Wait a minute. Are you serious about this?
Of course I am. You give up the store and the bakery business for a prize fighter so you can just depend on Mousy for a living.
Well, I'll be dead blamed. Well, you won't get away with it, I'll tell you that. I'll lawsuit you to the Supreme Court first.
Lawsuit? I don't care. I've got a signed paper from you.
You ain't heard the last of this, Mr. Peabody.
Grannies,
I'm coming back here and run you out of business if it's the last thing I ever do. If I can't do it no other way, I'll put in a big apartment store right across the street and bakery. I'll show you dead blame thing.
Yeah. Oh, is he mad? Mad enough to bite. It's working, Grandpa.
Huh?
Didn't you see how mad old Lum got?
No, I was reading here. What'd he do?
He stomped out of here mad as a wet setting hand. He thought I couldn't get along without him around here. That feller footman from over at Odin called up and ordered 300 loads of bread right while Lum was standing here.
300 loads?
Yes, sir.
Well, what are you doing, cutting the price on bread?
No, I'm still getting 10 cents a loaf for it. That's what I'm getting. Yes, sir. Ten cents.
You're sure doing the business, doing twice as much as you done when Lum was handling it.
Yeah, I know it. I believe it's this little change I'm making in the lucky loaf Heidi's what's doing it, though. See, Lum was putting a dollar in one out of every 25 loaves of bread. I'm putting 25 cents in every loaf. I doggy, they're going for it, too.
Well, that just goes to show you that we never know what'll happen next down in Pine Ridge. But how different it frequently is with you and me. We know, for example, what we may expect when we let our appetites get the better of our good judgment. And we eat far more than we know we should. But we know, too... That is, we know if we're Alka-Seltzer-wise that there's a quick, dependable way to get quick relief from the discomforts which frequently plague us when we overeat. Folks, it is wise to alkalize with Alka-Seltzer when your stomach's upset by acid indigestion, because Alka-Seltzer does more than just neutralize excess gastric acidity. It also can relieve that full, stuffy feeling. Be sure to try it the very next time you eat, not wisely, but too well, and see for yourself why people the country over say... When you have acid indigestion, it's wise to alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Remember, you can get Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore, either by the package or by the glass at the soda fountain.